Hello, and welcome to Sassy's Erotic Tales. I'm your hostess, Sassy. I absolutely love this story because sex is an amazing motivator. And I'm not sure why I never thought of this. Let me explain. I'm sure that you've thought about losing a few pounds. Well, what about using your fantasies as motivation to lose weight? What fantasies would you like to come true? If you lose 3 pounds, 6 pounds, 9 pounds, it's your choice. And as you lose the weight, your sexual desires are fulfilled. Get ready for the F-Factor Diet, Part 1.
I'm in really great shape, normally. But after the twins were born, I struggled to lose the last 12 pounds, and it had been almost 3 years, and the weight was still clinging to my hips and waist. Because I wasn't thrilled with the extra weight, I hadn't really gone and done any shopping in those 3 years, thinking that once I lost the last pounds, I'd treat myself to a real spree and buy lots of sexy outfits and lingerie, but that until then I'd wear t-shirts and jeans and flannel. My husband never complained, not once, about the weight. He told me that I looked wonderful. I just wasn't very happy. I couldn't get back into my skinny jeans. I thought my boobs weren't as perky as before, and although my husband insisted that he liked the extra meat on my hips because it gave him more to grab, I didn't. And because I wasn't happy about my body, I wasn't feeling sexy. It was definitely impacting the frequency of sex and also my pleasure. I felt so self-conscious, I couldn't seem to relax and let go, and so I wasn't having orgasms as often, which meant I wasn't interested in sex as often. So Nick, my husband, came up with a plan. He said he felt that I just didn't have the right motivation to lose the last pounds. His idea was that for every 3 pounds I lost, I would get a reward. He asked me to write out 6 or 7 of my favorite fantasies and that he would choose from that list to create a reward incentive program for me for losing the weight. He's a sales trainer, so he's all about incentive programs and setting goals and things like that. He decided to call this diet the F-Factor Diet. He said the F stood for fantasy, but I thought it really stood for fuck, as in me getting fucked. The first list I gave him was a little tongue-in-cheek where I put down that I fantasized about diamond earrings and a clean bathroom. He crumpled that list up and made me sit down and write a new one. I struggled with it because it was hard to imagine living out these fantasies feeling like I did about my body. But he pointed out that I would be losing the weight, so I would be feeling better about myself and how I looked. He did have a point, so I sat down and thought about it. My first fantasy was pretty detailed. In it, I fantasize about him undressing me carefully, focusing his attention on me entirely. He leads me to the bathroom, where he has set up a white, rounded metal-backed chair with a soft, cream-colored silk cushion. I sit, and he fills a small china basin with warm, almost hot water. The basin is curved along the edges with a rosebud pattern like the one my grandmother had on her nightstand. Nick is wearing white, cotton, drawstring bottoms. He's barefoot and bare-chested. His dark hair is slicked back and he is clean-shaven. He has on a chrome metal watch and his wedding ring. His skin glistens with oil, making his shoulder muscles ripple even more. Nick has me spread my legs apart, and then he uses a soft sponge to soak up some of the hot water. He drips it onto my furry mound, then wipes downward, squeezing to let out more water as he applies it to my pussy. He gets the hair and lips and everything nice and wet. Then he takes his specialty foamy soap and holds a scoop in his hand. He gently applies the soap to one of my labia, massaging a little in small circles. His fingertips press into the flesh and push up against my clit. I'm starting to breathe faster by now, and my nipples are hard and erect. Nick has this brand new sharp razor that is all pink and sexy looking, made of metal with a curved handle. He ever so carefully uses the razor to shave away the hair on my pink pussy, exposing my soft skin. Sometimes he slides the handle up into my pussy like a finger so it taps against my G-spot. Sometimes he blows lightly on my clit and I shiver from the cool air on my sensitive skin. He applies more warm water and makes sure I am comfortable and relaxed. He is meticulous, removing small amounts of hair at a time and cleaning the razor on a dry, white cotton cloth. He is kneeling there between my legs and is so fascinated and concentrated on my beautiful flower, it is as though there is nothing else in the world. He shaves both sides baby smooth, leaving a triangle of hair pointing down to my clit. Using warm oil, he drips and drizzles it onto my now clean and exposed pussy. He pours just a little on and massages it in, then pours more and massages it in until I am soft and glossy and smooth and pink down there. I, of course, have a mind-blowing orgasm just as he finishes his ministrations, heaving and throwing my head about. My nipples burn and my eyes are clamped shut as I cling to the metal chair, racked with waves of pleasure. That's it. That's the fantasy. The next fantasy is one where we are out at a dark, busy club where I'm leaning up against the bar wearing a short skirt without panties. Nick pushes up behind me in the crowd and slips his hands up under my skirt and massages my pussy lips and clit right there as I sip my drink and make idle chit-chat with the bartender. I have to try to control myself as I orgasm, my pussy clamping around his thick forefinger. Nick is wearing a long black leather coat, and the way it hangs open, it makes sort of a curtain around me, giving us privacy. The club is crowded enough that people are bumping into us and pressing up against us so that he's pushed into me again and again. Finally, he leans me forward, and my tits are almost falling out of my top as I bend over, resting my upper torso on the bar. He unzips his pants and then pulls out his raging hard cock. I am so wet from my orgasm that Nick easily slips it between my thighs and up into my waiting cunt. He fucks me right there at the bar, and with the people still pressing forward and into us, it's like they're driving his purple helmeted cock into me to the rhythm of the music. I wrote about another fantasy I have about being tied spread eagle on our bed, naked, as he goes down on me. He oils my body, rubbing my tits and waist and hips and thighs. He licks my twat, sucking on the lips and darting his tongue in and out of me. He puts his hands under my ass cheeks and lifts my hips up so he can run his tongue from my clit to my ass and back. I orgasm until I faint. I wrote about how I fantasize about him masturbating while sitting in the corner chair in our room. I'm on the bed, just watching him. He has to take his time and really pleasure himself. I wrote about how it totally gets me off to watch as he pulls and rubs his cock, how I like for him to spit in his hand and rub his saliva along his long rod, how I like it when he cups his own balls with his other hand and pulls at them. I describe the beauty of his veined cock and how it makes me cum to see him throw his head back and let out a guttural howl as the cum shoots out all over his stomach and hands. I wrote and wrote and wrote. I came up with not 6 or 7 fantasies, but like 16 or 17. Just thinking about them and writing them down had me so hot and horny, I thought I would die. I gave them to Nick, thinking he'd rip my clothes off me and fuck me right then and there, but you know what that jackass did? He said I had done a good job, he'd review them and come up with a plan, and that we would start on the reward program immediately. I protested that I wanted to start rewarding myself and him right away, but he said that I had to lose my first 3 pounds before any fantasies or sex. God, what a self-controlled son of a bitch. But it worked like a charm. I lost those 3 pounds in just half a week. I'd been snacking between meals, eating chocolate, nibbling on things all day long. I simply cut out those snacks and drank lots of water, and those first 3 pounds just melted right off me. My first reward was the spread eagle fantasy. But first, he had me read through the list he had made. He had only written down 3 of the 16 I had given him. I understood that I was only planning to lose 12 pounds, but that would have been 4 fantasies. But he said the last one for the last 3 pounds was going to be a surprise for me. He said that was a little bit extra incentive. Reading through the list really got me going and horny again, so once I was tied down, he really didn't have to spend a lot of time licking and kissing and sucking my clit until I came. He pushed his fingers up into me and kept licking, though. He massaged my ass and hips. He slid his thumb up into my ass. He reached up and pinched and tweaked my nipples and kept tongue-fucking me, and I really did have orgasm after orgasm until I was begging him to stop. I really did think I would have to faint for him to stop, but he finally did, and even though I was really tender, he never pushed it so far that I really hurt. It was agony in the best possible way. The second 3 pounds took a little more effort. I started eating yogurt and granola for breakfast. I had chicken sandwiches for lunch, and for dinner I would have half as much pasta as normal and a little salad. It took a full week to lose those 3 pounds, but I definitely was feeling a lot better. My second reward was a shopping trip to the lingerie store where Nick picked out 3 amazing outfits for me. I had to put them on in the dressing room and walk out to model them in full view of any other shoppers. I had to do at least 3 full turns and count to 100 in measured breaths before I could go back into the dressing room. The first outfit was a little pink baby doll nightie with matching thong. It was sheer, so my rosy areola showed through. It was short, so my pink ass cheeks were in full view. I was so nervous, but so wet and hot at the same time at the thought of other people seeing me in the lingerie. I saw several people stop and point or nudge friends. The second outfit was a black lace demi-bra with matching garter, panties, and stockings. Nick even made sure I had some high-heeled slippers to put on with it. He also gave me a sheer black short robe, but during the show, he made me take it off and twirl in front of him just in the bra, panties, and stockings. I got some really appreciative looks from both guys and girls and felt absolutely sexy and amazing. The last outfit was a pink and white corset with black laces and stitching. I cinched it in as tight as I could, put on the little bit of pink material they sold as a panty, and stepped out to a crowd. I guess word had spread. I would have jumped back in, but the rules were the rules, and I had to spin 3 times while counting to 100. We bought all 3 outfits, of course. We slipped into the public bathroom at the department store after, and I gave Nick a blowjob in the stall. A few people came in while we were in there, but we were really quiet. I sucked and licked his hard dick. He stood while I sat on the toilet. I deep-throated him until tears came out of my eyes. He put his hands in my hair and fucked my mouth while I played with his balls. Then, when he came, I sucked out all his cum, licking my lips. It was a great way to celebrate my halfway goal. I was feeling really great, super sexy and hot. We would have been having lots of sex, except he was refusing me any until I reached the full goal. I couldn't believe it, but he was so right. It did motivate me to keep going. I not only wanted to have my fantasies fulfilled, I wanted sex. And if I had to lose 3 pounds to get it, then by damn, I was going to lose those 3 pounds. To be continued.
I love it. We get to lose weight, feel good, and have your fantasies fulfilled. Talk about motivation. You can do this with your partner. Every 3 pounds, a sexual treat. Sounds delicious to me. And with thoughts of a healthier you come new DVDs, toys, lubes, handcuffs, whatever. You can find them all at adamandeve.com. Go to adamandeve.com and do some shopping. At checkout, type offer code SASSY. That's S-A-S-S-Y. You'll get 50% off almost any one item, 3 free adult DVDs, and a free mystery gift. Well, that's all for now. Tune in next week on Sassy's Erotic Tales for a new titillating story. Until then, sweet and sexy dreams.